Tyndall Air Force Base resumes F-22 operations. The Learjet 85 gets its wings, and ARSA cautions the FAA on its Part 145 rewrite. This is Aero News for Wednesday, November 21st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The 325th Fighter Wing resumed normal operations at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida on Monday as Wing Commander Colonel David Graff flew one of the first F-22 Raptor missions at approximately 0745 Eastern Daylight Time. A total of 8 F-22 aircraft completed training missions in the morning, and 6 others flew in the afternoon. Graff had stood the wing's flying operations down following an F-22 accident on the base last Thursday. The Official Safety Investigation Board, composed of specially trained members from different military installations, arrived this past weekend and has taken charge of the investigation. Safety Investigation Board results are never released to the public, but are conducted to prevent future mishaps. An Accident Investigation Board will convene following the SIB. The purpose of this board is to provide a publicly releasable report of the facts and circumstances surrounding the accident, to include a statement of opinion on the cause or causes of the accident. No timetable for the completion of either the SIB or AIB is known at this time. The first wing shipment for Bombardier's Learjet 85 jet has arrived at the Wichita assembly line and is now in the process of being readied for mating to the fuselage of Flight Test Vehicle 1, or FTV-1. Alongside the arrival of the first complete Learjet 85 aircraft wing, the fuselage of FTV-2 has successfully completed its integrity inspection. Installation of the nose, bulkheads, floor, windshield, and door surrounds are scheduled to begin in the coming days. Once complete, the main fuselage will be shipped with the aft fuselage to the final assembly line. Wings for the complete aircraft static test article are expected to arrive by the end of November as preparations for static ground testing continues. Elsewhere, the program is soaring along. Ralph Axe, Vice President and General Manager of Learjet, says, quote, "Seeing the wings arrive for our first Learjet 85 test aircraft is a wonderful moment. This development program is gaining ever more momentum as we tirelessly work towards first flight and the first customer delivery," end quote. In comments submitted November 19th to the FAA's rewrite of 14 CFR Part 145, the Aeronautical Repair Station Association, ARSA, warned the FAA against further muddying the rules governing aviation maintenance. The association expressed concerns the agency's proposed rulemaking unnecessarily complicates the regulatory framework. While the FAA has said it wants to align regulations, current business models, and future safety management system requirements, the association believes there are several instances where the proposed rule deviates from that purpose. The association is also concerned about the agency's cost estimates for implementing the proposed changes, as they do not accurately reflect the true cost repair stations will bear. Given these concerns, ARSA believes the FAA should issue a supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking that incorporates the substantive comments made by the association and other interested parties that will help the agency more ably meet industry needs and maintain the highest standards of safety. The FAA has issued an airworthiness directive predicated on an incident which occurred 11 years ago. The AD applies to all Airbus Model A300-600 series airplanes and Model A310 series airplanes and requires modifications to the rudder system or installation of rudder stops. The event in question was an accident which occurred November the 12th, 2001, in which the tail of an American Airlines A300-605R came apart shortly after takeoff from JFK Airport in New York. The airliner went down in a populated area, resulting in the fatal injury of all 260 people on board the plane, as well as 5 on the ground. In its probable cause report, the NTSB said that the cause of the accident was, quote, "the in-flight separation of the vertical stabilizer as a result of the loads beyond ultimate design that were created by the first officer's unnecessary and excessive rudder pedal inputs," end quote. The estimated cost of installing a system to warn pilots that they are using excessive rudder forces is between $72,000 and $107,000 per airplane. Installing a system to limit rudder travel would be as high as $195,000 per airliner. The FAA estimates there are 215 aircraft registered in the U.S. that are affected by the AD and says that the modifications must be made within 48 months of the AD's effective date of December the 14th. USA Today reports that Airbus received certification of its proposed warning system in March, but says that there is, quote, no realistic way, end quote, that the modifications can be completed within that time frame. When Aero News continues, this octocopter was no pigeon, clay or otherwise. In space, no one can hear you. Go shopping. And gobble, 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 the nation's airports say they are ready.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, November 21st. I'm Glenn Moyer. An animal rights group with a beef against the Wing Point Hunting Club in Berks County, Pennsylvania, has been flying an octocopter UAV over the club's property, using a video camera mounted on the aircraft to record the club's pigeon shoots. On Sunday, the aircraft, which belongs to a group calling itself Shark for showing animals respect and kindness, was fired on and hit, causing about $4,000 damage to the aircraft by the group's estimate. It was not certain that a hunter at the club was responsible for shooting at the drone. According to television station WCAU, the group sent out a news release Monday indicating that a sharp single rifle crack rang out, causing the video feed to end and the aircraft to go out of control. It was eventually landed and recovered by the group. The incident is being investigated by local police. The group says it's the fourth time their drone has been targeted while they try to take video of the shoots, which the group claims are inhumane. However, the Berks County District Attorney told the station that the pigeon shoots are legal. He said he is looking for a way to end the conflict between the two groups, which he says is, quote, potentially deadly, end quote. The holiday shopping season begins in less than 48 hours now on Black Friday. And if your list has one of those impossible-to-shop-for individuals on it, then perhaps you'll be interested in this story. The Canadian Space Agency and the Canada Aviation and Space Museum have announced that they've signed an agreement making the museum the official authorized supplier of CSA products, including products associated with the Expedition 3435 to the International Space Station, in which Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield will be participating. Set to launch on December the 19th, Expedition 3435 will be the first mission in which a Canadian astronaut has taken part since 2009. It will also be the first time that the International Space Station has a Canadian commander. So starting next month, Canadians, and presumably the rest of us international shoppers as well, can obtain items either at the museum's Aeronautica boutique in Ottawa or online via their virtual boutique. The shopping opportunities will include clothing, like the child-size astronaut spacesuit, models, collectibles, posters, prints, aviation books, DVDs, and much, much more. Airports across the U.S. and Canada say they are ready to meet the needs of the 24 million travelers who are expected to fly this week to visit family, friends, and colleagues, that according to the Airports Council International North America. Airports say they recognize that passengers may be pressed for time, or in some cases, may be spending more time at the airport. Do you think? In order to better serve air travelers, airports have upgraded facilities and added convenient services for arriving and departing passengers. Now, just listen to this. The ACINA survey of passenger services, with data from U.S. and Canadian airports representing nearly 60% of North American traffic, shows that airports have been creatively working on their concessionaires to offer convenient as well as entertaining options for passengers. Almost half of the airports surveyed have developed a mobile website. 7 have launched airport mobile apps. Some airports have begun to offer on-site sleep and shower rooms for passengers' use. To make it even easier for passengers, certain airports offer pet hotels on-site, and many have pet relief areas throughout the terminals to aid passengers traveling with their pets. To help passengers stay connected while home or away, 90% of surveyed airports provide free Wi-Fi, and 88% have electrical charging stations for passenger use. Almost half of the airports ACINA surveyed have children's play areas, 19% have game rooms, 26% offer DVD rentals. And for adults looking to pamper themselves while waiting for a flight, I know I always do, nearly 50% of the airports surveyed provide massage or spa services. 19% have nail salons and 17% have hair salons. So who wants to bet that when the first bad weather sets in and flights are delayed and canceled, the one comment you surely won't hear on the network's evening newscast from those frazzled thousands stuck in airports everywhere are rave reviews about their hair and nail salons? I'm just saying. I'm Glenn Moyer, wishing you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving, even if spent at an airport of your choice. We're taking a couple of days off to visit family in Texas for the holiday, so these Aerocasts will resume next Monday. Thanks for listening. As always, you're now cleared for departure.